USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As tensions grow on the Ukraine-Russia border, President Biden says the U.S. is ready no matter what happens. The president's message comes as many are worried Russia will invade its neighbor. Biden has pledged swift and harsh economic sanctions against Moscow if Russia attacks Ukraine. Parts of states from Colorado to New York are under winter weather alerts as the next winter storm takes aim on the central United States. A winter storm warning is already being issued for parts of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan, as more than a foot of snow is expected in some spots. The New York Times is buying the popular game Wordle. The online game, which blew up on social media recently, is being sold to the Times for a price in the low seven figures. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
It's really fantastic. You know, I'm pretty active sports-wise, and no muscle strains. I get up in the morning, like no stiff back, nothing. I never get sick. I mean, literally, never get sick. And if I feel like there's a little something coming on, I'll take like a mega dose. Next day, it's gone. I mean, just my overall health is fantastic. And I plan on continue taking this because I'm convinced it absolutely contributes to your well-being, to your health. It's keeping you healthy. Let your body do what it's supposed to do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are sounding off about America's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The human toll and the economic devastation from COVID-19 has been a challenge to the world like no other. Second opinions in the medical industry have been ongoing forever until this pandemic struck our shores. How can anybody take a look at our response to COVID-19 and call it a success? So says Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
If you're going to get a second opinion on a serious illness, wouldn't you approach a doctor or consult a doctor that has actually treated the condition as opposed to rely on the opinion of public health officials that don't treat patients at all? That is what America for the last 2 years has relied on.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A 4.6 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of Oklahoma on Monday. The quake's epicenter was near Medford in the far northern part of the state. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says that there should be very clear goalposts for how the United States removes current mitigation measures and when to lift vaccine mandates. Gottlieb adding he wants our kids to get back to some semblance of normalcy and that the United States should be aggressive in lifting precautionary measures as conditions improve. Regarding transmission rates and returning to a normal life, Dr. Gottlieb also tells CBS News,
we may need to rethink that. We may need to decide that once we get to 20 cases per 100,000 per day, that may be the point at which we start to withdraw these things.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure we're going to get to 10 anytime soon. Right now, Washington, D.C. is at 50, New York's at 75. With this new Omicron strain that's circulating, we may stall out around 20, and that may be the point when we have to consider withdrawing a lot of these measures.
President Biden has vowed to nominate the first black woman to the Supreme Court as a replacement for retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. An ABC News Ipsos poll, however, found that 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all possible nominees, while 23% want him to keep his campaign promise to nominate a black woman. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com or following us on Facebook as well, at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.